kid. I mean, you go anywhere in any building, play in any situation, and he just shows up. You know, he's not afraid of anything. He just likes to play. In fact, he's a guy we always have to, even in practice, tell him to calm down a little bit, relax. Don't hurt anybody, because he's so competitive. Like, he doesn't understand. He's just a player, Dirk. I guess you call a guy. He's just a player. Whenever you go out on the ice, he's going to play, and he only knows how to play one way, and that's hard.
Yeah.
Hard and strong. So, anyway, to answer your question, though, I think as a group, I've just been really happy, and our coaching staff has been extremely happy with them and how they've played.
All right, the power play coach has really turned things around here in the last couple of weeks, and last three or four weeks, really. What has been the biggest difference from us scoring and from us not scoring on the power play?
A couple things, obviously, is David Johnstone, when he became healthy and got back in our lineup. I mean, he just brings an element to our power play that we didn't have before. Early in the year, we had the same type of group, same situation, but I think another key is Shane Hanna and his emergence and his just understanding the power play and what we're trying to do and our options and how quick things happen and how quick you have to make a decision. And he's much more comfortable and relaxed on the top of the power play. And he gets to touch the puck a lot. Mm-hmm. And earlier he's bobbling a little bit, but he's really calmed down. And then Reed Sturles has become, a big presence in front of the net. Like we had Jujhar Kara last year. JJ played in front of that net and did an excellent job. And Reed has just come in there and established himself and being a real presence in front of the net has really helped, And then there's some chemistry there with Blake Piedle and obviously Alex Patan's one of the best puck handlers, I think, in the country. So you throw him in there, and he's got a way to calm things down, and he can make things happen. So I think there's just, like I said, some real chemistry on that. They all have a role on it, and the nice thing about it, it's like piecing the puzzle together. And you know what? These pieces all fit. We've got the right pieces now to the puzzle. And early in the year, we were, fooling around and looking for things, and we were trying to get two groups going and whatnot. But I think these guys have really come together and have done a great job. And I like our second unit. They haven't maybe got as much ice time or shown as much, but they've looked really good in practice. So, and that's going to be another key going forward, is to make sure they can get us a goal here and there when we need one.
Where is the gap now between where Steven Saigo was on that power play to where Shane Hanna is? Because it's obviously gotten a lot closer.
Well, it is. And I'd have to look up to see how many points Steven got last year for us.
It wasn't many. I don't know.
And where Shane is now. So, but there's still a little bit of a gap, just some reads in situations and not trying to rush things and not trying to do too much. I mean, Shane is such a competitor, he gets mad at himself, but, he expects to make a great play every time, but he still has to read situations on block shots. He's still getting a lot of his shots blocked and when to shoot versus pass, but his reads are much, much better than they were earlier in the year.
All right, we'll talk more with Coach in just a little bit here on the show. I'd like to remind you that you can send in your question for Coach Pearson at DJ@themix93.com. We'll answer those questions coming up a little bit later on in the show. It's DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday Taco Bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All six packs of bottled beer are all on sale. All Pepsi product 12 packs are 2 for $8. All Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Check out the great deals at Bucko's new Pizza Bunker, along with numerous energy drinks on sale store-wide. Nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5, plus much more. All sales do not include tax or deposit at Bucko's.
All right, guys, listen up. And before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves, besides putting on deodorant. I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy to make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys gets a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely.
As if he hadn't done enough already.
So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Blake Pietola leading the Huskies right now in scoring. He has 27 points, 8 goals, 19 assists. He's really been a fantastic playmaker this season. Alex Patan behind him with 26 points. And Tanner Carroll is in third right now with 25 points. I mean, those three guys, Coach, have done a wonderful job. And you look at Tanner Carroll, who I don't think the coaching staff and even Tanner considers himself a goal scorer. 15 goals leads the team.
Well, Tanner's a very good hockey player, and you know, he likes to get to the net. I like that about Tanner. You know, around the net, he wants to get to the net, and he wants to make something happen there. And with his speed, it all starts with Tanner with his speed. When he's skating, you know, he's gonna have a great game, and he's been skating a lot lately. And good for him. And he's got a real good playmaker on the right side in Alex Patan. So it's interesting where you think Alex would be the goal scorer and Tanner the setup guy. They've sort of reversed that. But that's what you want. You want hockey players who are smart and can read off each other and play together. So I'm not surprised. I mean, with Tanner's speed, like I said, he can get to the net. And like the winning goal at Northern, you know, Alex Patan makes a great play to, you know, to Tanner, who with his speed, the Northern guy just can't stay with him. And Tanner goes that far post and Patan just puts that right on a stick, so you could have put that one in, I think, Dirk, there. So, but good for Tanner. I mean, he's a valuable player on our team, and we need him to play well, and obviously he's playing extremely well.
You're talking about the Minnesota State and their power play and how good that can be. Our penalty kill right now at 81.9%. Will that need to be even better against these guys?
Well, no question. I mean, you know, you like to be under 10% on your penalty killing. That's a benchmark. You see the top teams, you know, that will kill, you know, 90% of the or greater of the penalties that they take, and then your power play has to be about 20%. That 20 to 25%, that's pretty good. So, but yeah, going into this weekend, any way you slice it, Minnesota State is really good on the power play. I mean, they've got, I think, 40-some percent of their goals on the power play, so they're very dangerous there. It's a situation where, number one, you have to limit your penalties, and then, number two, they have to be good penalties. You know, good penalties, anything that's saving a goal, in our opinion. So we're going to have to stay out of the penalty box, and then when we do have to kill a penalty or two, we're going to have to do a good job on it, because that's where they get all their momentum. You know, and if we can do, like I said, a good job in that area, most likely we have a real good chance to win the game.
Just to throw out some numbers for you listeners out there and how good Minnesota State is on the special teams. Like Coach said, 26.3% on the power play right now.
Yeah, which is fabulous.
That's unbelievable.
Like, you know, and that's and the number of goals they have. Yeah. I don't know if they lead the country in goals scored, but they'd be right up there if they
45
don't.
Power play goals.
Yeah, which is unbelievable. So, and how many goals have they scored overall? Roughly 115.
Yeah, I think right around there. And penalty kill, they are at 86.9%, which is not too shabby.
No, it's good. I mean, that's, you know, you can be, like I said, 10% is sort of really, really good. But they're in a good spot, and they've got a good team. There's a reason why they're tied for first place, and most people pick them to either finish first or second in our league. They had a lot of good returning players this year, and obviously, you know, they're doing a good job.
Do you put any weight to goals scored in a period throughout a year, Coach? I mean, does that have any bearing? It seemed like we score most of our goals in the second period. We've had at least 10 more goals in the second period than any other period. We've given up more in the third than we have in any other period. Does that mean anything at all?
Well, it can and it can't. You know, some games